Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. I hope you and your listeners are all well this pretty day.
Everything I know about is good. Tell me about the concert and how this came to be. First of all, all kind of protocols, and we'll get to what those are. But the fact that you're going to be in that Classic Center, the symphony's going to be performing, if nothing else, that has to feel pretty good.
It feels exceptionally good. The volunteers who head up our orchestra just love music, and they missed this past year. You mentioned about Paul Kramer, and what the Classic Center has done has just been amazing to make sure the protocol is in place. And so we are going back, and what this is going to be a little bit unique, because what we're doing is there will be string players, and they will perform first. After a little bit of intermission where we'll clean stage, and then there will be windwinds and horns will come in for the second part. And our conductor, Susan Dinwiddie, and our associate conductor, Brad Maffitt, have worked hard to come up with pieces that would allow distancing between the people on the stage. So it's very unique. Tickets are different this time. One goes through the box office. Protocol is such that when people come into the theater, they will be checked. They will be ushered to their seat. And when it's over, they'll be excused by sections. So everything is going to be very safe. And we're optimistic that this will lead us into next year, and we'll get back to all in-person concerts. And also this one, we are live streaming, so people can actually watch it that day, and we will also video it and put it on our website.
Dick Hudson, the executive director of the Athens Symphony. Here's a logistical question that occurs to me. How do you guys rehearse? What has rehearsing been like in this pandemic era? I would imagine for most of the year, probably you didn't rehearse as a group. You probably individuals did individual things. But, hey, we're going to do a show. Let's get back together. How did that logistically work?
Well, it was obviously something that they had to be very sensitive to. Because there are two different, essentially, performances that day, one I mentioned before with strings, the other with the horns and windwinds. And those were able then to have rehearsals in separate rooms for those people, and they could have roughly 6 feet distancing. So it was, as I said before, it was a challenge, and the conductor, associate conductor, were able to pick up pieces that would allow for this. So we're optimistic, and there's very much excitement about everybody. Our sponsors are back with us, and of course WGAU has been one of our in-kind sponsors for years, and we're very grateful for that. So things are moving along. There's a lot of optimism. This is our 44th year of free concerts, and the symphony is essentially a cultural treasure for this city.
Indeed. Let's talk about that for a moment. Is it tickets, but it's free. But wait a minute. What, that doesn't work. How is that going to – what does that mean? I think by now many of us know you tickets just for the sake of accounting for who's going to be there, but the event itself is free.
Yes, it's always free. And this one, the tickets are a little bit different. Different because we typically tickets would be at the door and people could pick them up and just come in, etc. But because of the protocols, we really can't do that. Just a real quick history, if you will. Albert Ligotti, who played with the Boston Pops and New York Philharmonic, was traveling with Bernstein in Europe back in 1968 when he had an offer to come to Georgia, start a trumpet section. He did. 1976, the cultural affairs of the city asked him to form an orchestra. Took him 2 years to get it off the ground, and it has been ever since. And we have a fall concert, two Christmas concerts, which essentially tickets are all gone in 2 hours. And then we have a spring and a Pops concert also. Like I said, it's a cultural treasure, and we are just so pleased to be able to give this to the community.
Tell me about the show itself. You've mentioned part of it string, part of it woodwind. I'm looking at the composers here. I recognize a couple. I know Elgar is the guy who gave us the graduation mark, Pomp and Circumstance. Holst I recognize. A couple of these others I don't. Tell me what we're going to hear.
Well, and I'm not a musician. People who know me smile and are kind when they know what I'm doing here. I do pretty much everything except music. And as I've told people, if you ever see me on the stage, it'll be the demise of our symphonies. We know it. But these the strings will be the first part there, and there are three performances there: St. Paul's Suite and a Norwegian one and a serenade. And then after that, with the woodwinds and the brass sections, there's going to be also the Petite Symphony, it's called, and another one. And one can get on our website, and we encourage people to do so. And you can read about the symphony, you can read about the performances and what's coming up and all kinds of things. So that would give you all the information that one would want.
In a typical year, and I know Dick Hudson, this waxes and wanes and ebbs and flows. How many people in the symphony?
Typically, our orchestra is about 90, and when we have the chorus, it's about 115. We could have more, but the stage would not allow. It's just not big enough to more than that. And these people are committed. They will, in a typical year, they'll practice about 10 Mondays in a row before the concerts. And like you said, they are dedicated people. And if one gets on the website, they can see what we call these tiny concerts that during the pandemic that some of the individual orchestra members were put on little mini performances and recorded them, and they're really a delight, very much so.
How does one become a member of the symphony? I'm imagining that listener out there right now. You know, I played the trombone in high school. Let me go sign up. How does it work?
They can very easily. They can contact me. They can contact the symphony and just express an interest, after which Susan Dinwiddie, who is our conductor, would get in touch with them. They would have essentially a rehearsal just to make sure that they, you know, are up to speed, and we'd welcome it. And we've had people. We have three original members who have been with us for 44 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, of course, they are amazing. If you've been to the concerts, you know the delight that people have. And the Christmas concerts essentially have been the start of Christmas for this city for a number of years.
I can attest to that. It's not Christmas in our house unless somebody's dialing up the symphony Christmas concert, which we play annually here Christmas mornings on WGAU. Again, the show is a week from Sunday, the 18th. What did you tell me, 3 o'clock that afternoon?
3 o'clock that afternoon. And again, whereas most concerts, one can go to the door at that time and get in, this one is different. And so we will have probably only about a third of the audience filled. All the seats are spaced away from each other, so everything's going to be safe. We're looking forward to getting going again.
All right, tons of information, anything you might need to know, at the website, anthonsymphony.org, anthonsymphony.org. Dick Hudson, Dr. Richard Hudson, Executive Director for the Athens Symphony. Best of luck with this. Best of luck moving forward, and thanks for your time this morning.
We appreciate that, and we appreciate all that WGAU does for us. Have a good day.